The one-man stimulus. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Whatever you think about Barack Obama, love him or hate him, he's been a one-man stimulus for gun sales and ammo sales. I know conservatives dispute that recent government report on right-wing extremists, but nobody disputes the part about weapons and ammunition stockpiling. The report points out that even law-abiding Americans are more and more buying bullets by the case, driving up the price. Ammo futures, the new growth investment. Demand is especially hot for semi-automatic assault-style rifles like the one the pirates used to attack the Maersk, Alabama, and the ones that are being smuggled into Mexico for the drug thugs. The FBI reports that since the election, background checks for gun purchases jumped 30% compared to the year before. Busiest quarter for background checks since they started 10 years ago. But as always, the question is, should we worry about this? Well, I talk to a lot of callers who own guns. I've been to the range with a couple of them. They seem to be good people. I am content to think that in this country, we have highly trained gun merchants who would never sell a firearm to somebody who was untrained or unqualified or mentally deficient or had a massacre fantasy. Now, I admit, I can't really come up with a statistical basis for that statement because since 2003, the federal government has been prohibited by law from publicly releasing any information about who sells guns that end up involved in crimes. So we have no way of knowing where homicidal maniacs tend to shop. But I am going to assume that every gun merchant is either trained or has the innate talent to screen these people out, sort of like the TSA, because if they don't, we're cooked. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.